The New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission held a public hearing today to discuss a proposed fare increase. WBAI's Lucas Reckhouse was at the hearing and files this report.
David Yaski, chair of the New York Taxi and Limousine Commission, says taxi drivers earn less than 6 years ago when the current fares were set. Today, a taxi driver makes $130 for a 12-hour shift. The proposal would raise the fare an average of 17%. Drivers want health benefits, disability services, and they want a fare increase that would benefit them directly, rather than their bosses. They also want to end credit card processing surcharges. Veda V. Desai from the New York Taxi Workers Alliance emphasizes how difficult it is to be a career taxi driver when you stand to gain no benefits or raises.
Imagine going to your job day in and day out, whether you're working 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, or 30 years. At the end of that tenure, you don't have any benefits to call your own. We desperately need this health and disability fund, and we desperately need this fare raise.
One contentious point is that there have been revenue increases in recent years, especially in advertising, as Commissioner Yaski makes clear.
There have been new sources of revenue over the past few years. There's revenue from advertising on the taxi screens, revenue from advertising on top of the taxis, for that matter. But there has not been any new source of revenue for drivers.
However, taxi drivers do not receive any profit from the advertising space of their cabs, a point which Maurice Molina, a driver and advocate, is all too aware of.
Everybody knows that those of us who lease a cab from a garage, we don't get nothing from the advertisements from the rooftop or from whatever is, advertised in the back of the cabs, that just plays, noise pollution all day, even if we don't want to hear it. It's like we're shut out of the economic benefits behind the wheel.
Not everyone at the proceeding was in favor of the commission's proposals. David Pollock, executive director of the Committee for Taxi Safety, speaks on behalf of so-called Doves, driver-owned vehicles. He says that the proposed rule changes will endanger Dove operations and force drivers back into the fleet system. His remarks were met with skepticism.
The proposed rules, basically, if passed as they are, will turn the Dove operations into fleet operations, with a much smaller lease cap than the fleets are allowed. And it will probably hasten the transfer of Dove agents becoming fleets. I have members willing and ready, if these rules are passed as is, to turn to the fleet model on August 1st. It should be noted there's a certain amount of risk involved when you are responsible for someone else's medallion. You're the agent for the medallion owner. So we do represent the owners, and we assist drivers in leasing those medallions long term. I'm sure you'll hear from some drivers today who have been through who had started the stepping stone, working for a fleet, then leasing the medallion, and hopefully saving enough money to purchase a medallion. These rules certainly will take away and end the Dove segment.
Particularly divisive is the credit card processing fee which drivers are currently charged. The proposed change would increase the lease cap for a cab by $9 a day, thereby eliminating the processing fee. But Desai says that this is not a solution because it does not accurately reflect the hours a driver is able to work.
In terms of the lease caps, there's no question that you don't pay $9 every single day. Especially the majority of drivers in this industry are weekly drivers. You have several shifts where you may not be able to work because it's humanly impossible to put in a 10 or 12-hour shift 7 days of the week. And so on those days in particular, you're not going to be spending, a credit card transaction fee, but the fleet or the agent is still collecting $9 flat from you.
Molina says that the entire premise of making drivers pay a credit card transaction fee is unjust and corrupt because the money goes directly to the president of Creative Mobile Technologies, the company behind credit cards in cabs.
The 5% credit card transaction actually benefits the person who runs Creative Mobile Technology. That's Ron Sherman. He also is the president of Metropolitan Taxi Cab Board of Trade. The 5% credit card transactions he gets, and it goes to his pocket to benefit his yacht that he has in Tenafly, New Jersey, that sails around the world. You know, that was featured in Cranes New York magazine, and he has a $1.5 million home in Tenafly, and he owns quite a few gas stations. He has a lot of assets. He's what you call one of those 1% fat cats, you know, that takes all our income and all our tips, and it goes to his pocket and to his cronies. And he's currently paying $12,000 a month to every lawyer that he has lobbying his behalf to kill our proposal for our fare increase, which is cruel. He's even targeting people like Luby Polanco and several other commissioners as we speak, because they're determined to kill the proposal.
The vote on the proposed plan is set for Thursday. A fare increase of some sort is all but certain. The question remains how much taxi drivers will benefit and whether they will finally be able to sustain a living wage and receive benefits. For WBAI News, I'm Lucas Reckhouse.